I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Okay, how many Fire and Fury conversations did you have this weekend? You know, the book, Michael Wolff's bombshell look inside the Trump White House. It's got a lot of people talking. Critics say it's gossipy and that many of the anecdotes in it are either not new or uncorroborated. But Trump detractors and some people who cover the White House say it rings true. And in the UK, at least, the book seems to be getting just as much attention as here. Oliver Bullough is a journalist and author in London. Who's talking about Fire and Fury in London today, Oliver?
Well, I think just about everyone, really. My four-year-old isn't talking about it, but at the school gate this morning, everyone was talking about it.
Really?
And my mother-in-law, who's just come to pick up the kids, she's talking about it. So, no, I think it's pretty much one of the big topics of conversation. I think everyone recognizes that it's gossipy, that maybe not everything in it is the gospel truth. But still, it's pretty hard to imagine a book like this being written about a politician a year ago even. So I suppose it suggests quite how far we've come.
Yeah. So what are people saying about what they're reading in this book? What have you heard?
Well, I mean, I'd like to say, I've only read the excerpts, so I haven't read the whole book, but just from the excerpts I've read, and I think everyone just shares a sort of kind of appalled fascination. The level of haplessness is so extraordinary. I think the main emotion is just sort of a degree of bafflement and horror, really, that this is what's happening to, our closest partner as a country, really, or one of our closest partners.
I mean, the way you talk about it, Oliver, it sounds almost like Brits are not paying attention to their own prime minister, focus more on the States. Am I right?
Well, everyone knows when there's two TV channels on, you watch the one which is most interesting, right? I mean, Britain and America have this news relationship because it's all in English, so we can just click over and read the New York Times if there isn't anything interesting in the Times. The London Times,
yeah.
Sorry. So, yeah, I mean, today, for example, there is a government reshuffle happening here. I haven't really been following it very closely because it's sort of one guy I haven't really heard of, being moved to a job I don't really understand. Whereas, if I follow the US politics at the moment, everything is bigger, brighter, more extraordinary, more bizarre. So no, I can't speak for everyone in the country, but certainly most people I'm friends with are a lot more interested in what's happening in Washington at the moment than what's happening in Westminster.
And are people still on the fence in the UK about Trump? Like, is Michael Wolff's book changing any minds about the Trump presidency?
Well, I think a lot of the stuff that was in there has been widely, if not reported in precisely those kind of appalling detail, has been widely trailed in other ways. What has been noticeable is that at the beginning of the Trump presidency, possibly there was a feeling among people who voted leave in the Brexit referendum that Trump would be an ally, someone who could help Britain through this difficult period. I think that feeling has now largely gone, except among possibly a few diehards. I think that there's a realization that because of, Trump being president, Britain is much more on its own than maybe many people hoped that it would be. Obviously he is no friend of the World Trade Organization, which is going to be very important to us in the years ahead because of leaving the European Union. He doesn't appear to be much of a friend of NATO, which again is a problem for the UK. NATO is very much, quite important to our defense strategy. So, it is, I think that there is even people who were a year ago felt that maybe he was on their side politically are beginning to think that actually it's a lot more complicated than that. So, yes, I think a lot of people who were giving him the benefit of the doubt or actually were welcoming him as president are now increasingly concerned about what he means.
I know this is a broad question, Oliver, but how would you characterize British and European opinions of Donald Trump as president?
Well, I would say it's overwhelmingly negative. I think that the way that in foreign affairs he has been much more friendly to leaders like the royal family of Saudi Arabia, to the president of Turkey, obviously to President Putin of Russia, which is a particular interest of mine as a Russianist, has been marked. His relationship to Britain, he has, during a major terrorist incident in London, he decided to tweet an insult against the mayor of London. He tweeted out propaganda of a worryingly influential British neo-Nazi group, Britain First.
Right.
These things did not pass unnoticed in this country, and there have been equivalent problems with France, with Germany, and with other European countries. So, I think in general opion is negative. He is still supposedly planning to visit the UK. I think when he does, it is likely that there will be very large protests against him.
Author and journalist Oliver Bullough in London. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.